I as well would like to give you a warm welcome to the gospel meeting. We're really happy that you have come tonight. It's your meeting. It's a meeting convened for you. And we trust that it's a blessing to you. And you know, God is so loving. He looks upon us and he just sees such wonderful people. And the only problem that we have is that we are born sinners. You are important to God, but it says in the Word of God that we are born sinners. So we, from a baby to now, as adults and children, we are sinners on this earth. So the meeting is for you tonight. And we were singing about convictions, not quenching or stopping the convictions that come in your life from God. You know, when maybe in the quietness of your life, or maybe right where you're sitting, you think, yeah, I need to get right with God. Do you have that thought in your mind that's like, oh, I'm going to meet God someday. I need to get saved. I need to be serious about this. And sometimes that happens when you lay down and maybe you just think at night, wonder what it'll be like when I meet God. That's God speaking to you. That's a conviction that comes from God to make you pay attention. And that's a blessing. So the song was about not quenching or stopping the convictions that come to you from God. So in the gospel meeting tonight, I'd like to talk about what's written about salvation. A few things. There's a lot more things that could be said. But tonight we're going to look at some scriptures that talk to us about salvation. So the first one is going to be in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians and chapter 6. Second Corinthians chapter 6, and this is what it says at the end of verse 2. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of salvation. I'd like to look in the book of Acts, please, for a verse. Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, and verse 12. What does it say? It says this, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. Whereby we must be saved. I'm going to look at Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. And it's a story about Zacchaeus. And I actually spoke about that a few Sundays ago. But I just want to bring it back to your attention about this little man Zacchaeus. That was caught in really robbery. He was taking more than what he should, but he found out about Jesus. And maybe you've been thinking about Jesus in your life. And I just want to read a few verses about him. I find him very interesting little man. But it says in verse 5, but when Jesus came to the place, he looked and saw him and said unto him, because Zacchaeus is now in a tree. He says, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, received him joyfully. And when they saw it, that's the people around, they all murmured, saying that he had gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, Here's another thought about salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And one final reading in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews tells us a little bit more information. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken of by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Trust the Lord to bless these readings to us, because it's not just ink on a paper, the Bible. It is the inspired Word of God, and what we have in the Word of God is the message from God himself, had it written by different men, 66 books, so that you and I could be able to understand what God himself wants us to understand. So it's not just something that is made up by man here on earth. Yes, God used man and women, and the books of the Bible were written, but they are will say God breathed. So we can put our full confidence in what God has given to us tonight from his word. When I think about salvation, it makes me think about different things. And from a young child to an adult now, there's different times where my life has needed help. My life has needed someone to intervene. That means to help me, because I was not able to solve my situation myself. I was not able to be able to have peace. And in our lives spiritually, we need to be saved. We need to have salvation, to be rescued. Why? Because I said earlier, we are born into this world as sinners. And we need someone to help us, the one that is able to rescue us. I remember as a child in a pool, wasn't able to swim. And I thought it was a great day and I was having a good time until I went into the deep end and I started to dog paddle and it wasn't fast enough and I was needing someone to rescue me. Thankfully, someone came and rescued me. And maybe in your mind, you're thinking, yeah, I need someone to rescue me too. And I trust you're thinking right now spiritually between you as a personal individual and God in need of someone to rescue you. We read about the verse in 2 Corinthians, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. What are we thinking about with this word, behold? It means open your eyes, pay attention, and be serious about it. Behold. Pay attention. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to make you understand we need to take what if you wanted to talk to me about something that's fun, I could talk to you about many different topics, fun and good times. But tonight in this meeting, we're talking about being rescued, a savior, needing salvation, having peace with God, and most ultimately being ready to meet God. And the word of God that we read is says, it's now time. It's not 5 o'clock time. It's not 5:30 time. It's not 6 o'clock time. It's now time. We are not guaranteed about tomorrow. We are not guaranteed about 7 o'clock tonight. Salvation for your soul, because eternity is, we can't measure eternity. It doesn't have a start and an end. And that's important for our souls. The soul of every individual will either be with God in a place of peace and security, or not with God in a place of damnation. And so when it comes to salvation, the message of the gospel, which is God's good news, that you can be forgiven of every one of your sins and to go free, to be acquitted before a judge that is holy, righteous, and he sees you, and no matter what sin you have done, and no matter how many sins you have done, Jesus' death on the cross is for all your sins. All your sins. Jesus has paid the price. He's been made. Because he loves you and he sees great value in you. You are not just another human. You are a special person to God. And he sees into your life and there's nothing hid from God, and he wants to save you tonight. He wants to save you now. He's not waiting for you to go home. Oh, you could be saved at home, but you could be saved right now by putting your faith and trust in Jesus. Not in a man on the earth. Oh, there's different religions that will teach about forgiveness through a man on the earth. No, that's not written in the Word of God. Forgiveness of sin is only through Jesus Christ. That's why I read in Acts chapter 4, there's no other way of salvation except through Jesus Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. Let me ask you a question. Who or what are you depending upon for your salvation? Are you ready to meet God? Do you know that for sure you're ready to meet God because Jesus Christ has paid for your sin? Are you resting in Jesus? Or are you resting in yourself? That happens, right? Well, I'm pretty good, people will say. I'm a good living person. Well, according to the Word of God, it says there is none good. No, not one. Let me be clear. We need a Savior. We need a Savior. I read about Zacchaeus because he was a man that was known amongst people than the town he lived in as a sinner. And Zacchaeus did not have a good reputation. But when he came and he was serious to see Jesus and to be humble enough to admit that he needed Jesus, Jesus was there to meet Zacchaeus. So my question to you tonight is, are you serious to be right with God? Are you wanting to be saved? Do you want to have forgiveness? Because it's available. It's through Jesus. What he has done at the cross. I'll tell you a little story. I live in the Arctic, and maybe I told you that the other night. And in 2018, there was a man that came from Argentina by the name of Pablo Sayad. And Pablo was a man that he had lots of experience in sailboats. He had sailed the Northwest Passage all around the globe of the earth. And he had traveled many miles, and he had a passenger with him. And he had experience that allowed him to do a lot of things. He was a very capable man. He had his big, long sailboat, and he would travel. And in the Arctic, there's good days and bad days when the ice is thawed out. But never is there no ice. And one day, Pablo Sayad, he was traveling along with his passenger in their nice, comfortable sailboat. And they came into an area called Bellot Strait, an area that's narrow, rushing water, very challenging at times. And Pablo, with his abilities, continued to maneuver through. And there was ice that was moving this way and that way, and the tide was going up and down. And then it came to a point where more and ice was forming in around his beautiful sailboat. And as his traveling would continue, and he would be going into that ice, and his aluminum little sailboat, compared to the size of the ice, it started to get squished. And you could just hear the ice tingling against that aluminum. And it got tighter and tighter until it, like a pop can, and if you punctured it with your fork, and it put a hole right in his sailboat. Water started to gush into his sailboat, realizing that his bilge pumps and everything he had and his bailing buckets, nothing would do anything to keep him from drowning, from sinking that boat. And he took what was available to him, a microphone that had an aerial on that radio, and he said, "Mayday, mayday, mayday." And he called upon whoever was listening to help him. Frantically, he tried to get his lifeboat, and as the ice was crushing in around him, he didn't know where he was going to go, and he watched the end of his boat go down. And he looked down underneath in his boat, and he could see the water filling up in where he was used to sleep. And he got out of his sailboat. He took his little lifeboat, and they stepped out onto the ice. And within moments, that sailboat disappeared, and he was left alone on the ice. He had made a call for help. He had made a call for a savior, someone to rescue him. Didn't matter how much experience, knowledge, abilities he had. He came to a point where he realized he needed a savior. I wonder tonight, have you come to the point in your life where you realize you truly need a savior? Because Satan will deceive you in thinking that you are okay. Satan will deceive you and make you think, yes, someday I should get saved. Someday I should call on Jesus. Someday never comes. Let me tell you something. That's a trick from Satan. Someday never comes. What did I read first verse? Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Pablo Sayad, as he waited, not knowing what was going to happen to him, you know what he saw? He saw a polar bear come from over here. He saw a polar bear come from over here. And then he heard something. He heard a helicopter. And a helicopter came. And I talked to the man that was on that helicopter from the Coast Guard. He says, it was such a foggy, we had no hope that we would ever find him, but it must have been supernatural, he said. God intervened, and there was a hole in the sky, no fog, and they looked right down, and there was Pablo Sayad. And they went down, and they rescued him and his passenger and put them in the helicopter. If Pablo, when he saw that helicopter, he looked up at it and said, no, I want another boat. I don't want a helicopter. Would that be foolish? It would be foolish, wouldn't it? Pablo said, let's go on the helicopter. Did he take the one that brought salvation for him that day? He did. He was safe. He still lives today. Because he took what was provided for him for a savior. Tonight we preach to you about Jesus Christ. Because he came into this world to be your Savior. Not the person beside you. Your Savior. And your sins have already been laid on Jesus. Did you know that Jesus has already suffered for every one of your sins? Even tomorrow's sins. And because he loves you so much, he is just saying, believe me. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to value what he is saying, that it's good enough for you. And when a person says, yeah, I heard Jesus died for my sins, I'm so thankful, you know what happens? They're saved. They're saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, you know what it says? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What's another way? What are you thinking? Do we think that there's some other way? Because there is no other way. You know what Jesus said? This is what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Let me remind you, my friends, there is salvation in none other, only through Jesus. He is the only way. And the price has been paid for your salvation. He came to rescue you. Pablo Sayad, he took the one that came to rescue him. And tonight, it's your opportunity to take Christ, Jesus Christ, as your Savior and be able to say, yes, I believe Jesus died for me. It's written in the Word of God. What time is it? Well, on the clock, it says 5 to 6. What does the scripture say? Pay attention. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Trust Christ. Put your faith in him. Be satisfied with what Jesus has done. And to say thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your desire to save the lost souls. We pray tonight that you would help each person to understand that you desire for them to have peace with you. We just pray that you would bless in salvation. We thank you for being able to open the Word of God. And we pray as we sing a hymn and we go home that we would be able to fully comprehend and embrace what Jesus Christ has done for us. We thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.